We live our entire life in a human physical body. We learn to walk, talk, play, and sleep without really thinking about it. We just kind of do it. But what exactly is the purpose of your body, and how does this impact your life? Well, there are four big functions your body fulfills, and we're going to walk through them one at a time. They may not be what you think, and they will make you view your body in a very different way. First, it's important to consider the body as just one part of you. Whoever you are, your physical form consists of a physical body, a mind that produces thoughts, and your emotions. Your ethereal or spiritual form consists of your soul here on earth. This is the essence of who you are and the one who is experiencing life on earth through your physical form. Your body is not you. It could be considered a part of you, but when you think about it and focus on it, you exist in and around your body. So what is your body? Well, firstly, it's a vehicle or a vessel and a way for you to move around the physical world on planet Earth. It was designed as kind of a flexible, organic form that experiences the external world through growth and movement. The physical body is not you. You are not it. It is just an aspect of consciousness that has evolved over time and now presents as a three-dimensional physical form. The human body is designed with two legs to move you around and two arms that allow you to physically move and interact with the external world. The second purpose for your body is life. So the human body facilitates life. It is conceived, born, grows, then dies and decays, returning to where it came. It is a temporary form that follows the natural cycle of all life. The physical body thrives when a strong, energetic life force resides within. It is an ecosystem of complex, integrated body systems that function together to transmute energy through the body and bring our human form to life. These systems are all run from the brain. So in a way, it's the brain that somehow channels the energy that then provides life to the body. The physical systems that maintain your body and keep it alive include, number one, the circulatory system, which is the heart and arteries, and it circulates the blood, oxygen, and nutrients. Second is the digestive system and excretory system, which absorbs nutrients and removes waste. Third is the endocrine system, which influences the body functions and emotions with hormones. Fourth is the integumentary system, which includes skin, hair, nails, sweat, and other glands. The fifth is the immune system and lymphatic system, which defends the body against pathogens that may endanger it. The renal system and urinary system are the sixth and include the kidneys to filter blood to produce urine. The seventh reproductive system includes reproductive organs that produce offspring to maintain the species. The eighth is the respiratory system, which brings air in and out of the lungs to absorb oxygen and then remove the carbon dioxide. Ninth is the skeletal system, which uses the bones to maintain the structure of the body and its organs. Now, these systems generally run automatically without us having to even think about them. They keep our lungs pumping, our hearts beating, and hair and nails growing. Additional systems help us interact with and function in the external world. So our nervous system takes information from the senses via nerves and the brain and then tells the muscles to move in response to this. The muscular system enables the body to move using muscles. So the physical body requires ongoing care and maintenance throughout your life to keep these systems going and the body functioning in the form of five essential ingredients. Firstly, air and consistent oxygen requires a particular range of pressure, concentration, and purity. Secondly, safe, clean, and adequate water supply is required for hydration. Third is food and nutrition, so adequate calorie and nutritional standards sustain life. Fourth is shelter or clothing, which protects us from exposure to extreme heat or cold. And fifth is sleep. So 7 to 8 hours of sleep a day is required for rest, recovery, and rejuvenation. Now, meeting the general needs of your physical body will help sustain the foundations of good health and well-being. This will then allow the body to service as well as possible in its other function. The third purpose is perception and sensation. So in addition to giving us life, the physical body allows us to perceive the external environment and conditions of the three-dimensional world. While most of our physical systems function to keep our body alive, the nervous system is the main system that helps us interact with the external world. So the nervous system collects and perceives information about the energy of the external conditions or environment through the five senses of taste, touch, sound, smell, and sight. So this information is perceived through our nerves and our senses, and then our brain and the nervous system converts them to a form of energy we can experience internally. Our internal sensations tell us if our external environment is hot or cold, loud or quiet, chaotic or calm, blue or black, fragrant or pungent, or rough or smooth. Without the nervous system and our senses to perceive, we would have no real perception, comprehension, or understanding of conditions in the external environment and outside of us. The fourth purpose of our body is action and creation. So once our body perceives the external environment, it then takes this information and processes it into thoughts and emotions, which are in direct response to our perceptions and sensations. The resulting thoughts and ideas are a reaction or response to external stimuli. They allow us to take these thoughts and ideas and bring them to life in the physical realm through creation, which is made by action and behavior. So we can do this in several ways. We can physically multiply and reduce the human form and create a new vehicle or vessel for life through reproduction. We can behave in certain ways through movement, words, and actions. So the muscular system takes directions from the nervous system and the brain on how to move, to interact, and manipulate the physical conditions in the outside world. Without our physical body to move and create in the three-dimensional realm, we would just imagine thoughts and ideas in the mind. Most of us live very much in the physical world and are busy moving, acting, behaving, and creating things and stuff. Our physical body plays a big role in the human experience. However, many of us fail to consider what our body is doing for us, what we are doing to our body, and the impact it has on our day-to-day life. Many of us fail to consider whether we are giving our body the food, nutrients, fresh water, fresh air, exercise, and sleep it needs. We eat, sleep, drink, and breathe without thinking about it. Most of us are unaware of what we are sensing and how this impacts our thoughts, emotions, actions, behaviors, and creations. We operate on autopilot, disconnected from our body and the gift it is. We are not our body. Our body is not us. But taking the time to become aware of your body, its sensations, movements, pleasures, and pains, and then consciously responding to them will allow your body to exist in the most optimum health possible and enhance your human experience in this life. It's your choice. If you have any questions or thoughts about the physical body, perception, and sensation, head over to lizwatt.com/askliz and let me know. If you want to know more, then make sure you consider subscribing to my channel because I have a ton of content and ideas to share with you to help you understand humanity and the current world and integrate spirituality, reality, and individuality. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work here or at lizwatt.com. That's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.